From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Tunisia museum standoff ends. Death toll climbs to 19, including tourists who were killed Wednesday when gunmen targeted visitors to the country's Bardo Museum. Two of the gunmen were also killed when security forces moved in to end the standoff. Among the dead are 17 tourists from Poland, Italy, Germany, and Spain. Two members of the security forces were also killed during the operation, Prime Minister Habib Assid said during a press conference. At least 24 others were injured in the attack near Parliament. It remains unclear who the gunmen were. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu wooed voters from the more right-wing parties for his resounding victory in Tuesday's parliamentary election, some political analysts say, while he is expected to be asked to form the next coalition government. A center-left group could challenge him with the help of a new group of Arab members of parliament. VOA Scott Bob reports from Jerusalem.
Supporters of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud party celebrated as their leader proclaimed victory at the polls. He says, against all odds, we achieved a great victory for Likud. Official returns give the center-right Likud 30 seats in the parliament and 24 seats to the opposition Zionist Union led by labor leader Isaac Herzog. The margin makes it likely Mr. Netanyahu will be designated to form the next government. Scott Bob, VOA News, Jerusalem.
You are listening to the news from VOA. Police clashed with anti-austerity protesters Wednesday outside the new headquarters of the European Central Bank in Frankfurt, ahead of a ceremony marking the opening of the Twin Tower building. Several police officers were injured by stones hurled by demonstrators, while dozens of others were hit by unidentified liquids. Police said that about 350 people were arrested, while the majority of protesters marched peacefully. About 10,000 activists from Blockupy, an anti-capitalist, anti-austerity movement from across Germany and the rest of Europe, gathered in Frankfurt's main square. Protesters said they were targeting the central bank for its role in imposing austerity measures to restrain spending and reduce debt in financially troubled countries like Greece. The Nigerian army says it has found no clues to the whereabouts of more than 200 schoolgirls kidnapped last year by Boko Haram, despite the retaking of many towns from the militant group. Chief of Army Staff General Kenneth Minama told reporters the army is making inquiries about the girls in all liberated areas. Boko Haram abducted the girls from a government-run secondary school in the town of Chibok nearly a year ago on April 14, 2014. The kidnapping provoked an international outcry against Boko Haram and intense criticism of the government for failing to protect or find the girls. Nigerians go to the polls for presidential and parliamentary elections March 28th. Relief workers are rushing emergency supplies to remote areas in Vanuatu, the South Pacific island nation that was pummeled last week by a powerful cyclone. Since Cyclone Pam hit last Friday, poor weather and communications issues have hampered aid delivery and prevented authorities from even judging the scale of the disaster. Ariella Bapp, who heads the Pacific Office of the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies, said Wednesday supplies have begun to reach the most remote areas, including the worst-hit island Tana.
Starting yesterday and really moving much more quickly today, we know that relief supplies have been taken down to Tana and that assessments are being conducted on the outer islands.
The UN Humanitarian Agency says at least 11 people are confirmed dead, though officials warn that figure could rise. Police in Japan say they are investigating death threats against U.S. Ambassador Carolyn Kennedy and Alfred Magleby, the U.S. Consul General in Okinawa. Press reports quote police officials as saying the threats were made by telephone calls to the U.S. Embassy. The motive for the threats has not been made public. The U.S. State Department released a statement saying, "We take any threats to U.S. diplomats seriously. We take every step possible to protect our personnel. We are working with the Japanese government to ensure the necessary measures are in place." I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.